Welcome to Coaching for Creatives with Kirsten. My name is Kirsten Call. I'm a therapist trained life coach and a children's book author. Together, we'll get the drama out of our lives and onto the page. Let's get started. You are listening to episode 68, Embracing Your Strengths. Have you ever met someone who's good at everything? I know a few. You know who you are if you're listening. There's that person where everything turns to gold when they try it. But even those people are very aware of their flaws. Most of us are very aware of our weaknesses. For example, I know I'm terrible at navigating. When I was 16 and a new driver, back when we had to use paper maps, I was driving down the highway and I knew I was going the wrong direction. I had no idea how to get to the other side. And I knew I would never make it home if I didn't just cross the median and get to the other side of the highway. So I actually did drive across the grassy median. Luckily, the family minivan made it across and I made it home. GPSs are a life-saving and huge time-saving invention for me. As humans, we are usually hyper-aware of our weaknesses and less aware of our strengths. And if we are aware of our strengths, we downplay them because we don't want to seem bombastic. In therapy, there's an approach called the strengths-based approach. It's when you figure out what you're good at and use those talents and gifts to succeed or reach goals or even to heal. It focuses on abilities, knowledge, and capacities instead of deficits and weaknesses. Our natural tendency is to focus on our frailties. This is a totally normal part of having a human brain. And when we focus on something, lots of times it comes to pass and becomes, right? Meaning, if we focus on a negative narrative about how we're failing and not doing well, we'll continue to fail and not do well. It'll be like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if we change our narrative and notice what we are doing well and what we're good at and where our natural abilities lie, our strengths will empower us to accept and embrace a positive narrative and therefore live a positive narrative and story and perhaps get better at the things that we're not very good at. So let's break this down. Here are some ways to truly embrace your strengths. Number one, write down a list of your strengths. Really take some time to think about what you're good at. Try to remember what you loved to do as a kid. Ask your good friends or spouse or children what your strengths are. Write down everything they say, even if you don't agree, even if you don't even realize that it might be a strength. You'll probably be surprised by what they say. Or you might be well aware of your strengths. Try to fill a whole page with all of these things that you're good at. You might write down strengths like, I'm a good listener, or I know how to make a really good sandwich. I know how to have fun. I have a keen sense of humor, etc. You can even write down things like, I walk really well, or I understand how to read and critique a manuscript. Number two, notice when you are focusing on your weaknesses. This is key. It's impossible to embrace your strengths while you're too busy embracing your frailties. Number three, delete those negative thoughts, even if you're totally sure they're true. They're actually just a story you're telling yourself, right? Number four, look at your list of strengths and decide what to focus on. Number five, focus on one of your strengths and use it to improve your life or to solve a particular problem. For example, I have a hard time finding my way by myself, but a strength of mine is being willing to ask for help. So I can use my strength, ask for directions, and avoid my weakness altogether. Number six, remember our weaknesses are the flip side of our strengths. People who have a hard time arriving to things on time, which I view as a weakness, probably have the strength of being chill and calm and relaxed. People who take risks, which could also be seen as a weakness, are usually the same people who bring so much fun to a party. So if you're noticing a weakness of yours, really pay attention and think about it and try to identify the strength that that weakness goes along with. Okay, number seven, fully immerse yourself in your talent or gift or strength. If you're a good dancer, dance with wild abandon. If you know how to make people feel loved, Allow yourself to love fiercely. If you fold clothes really well, take pride in your well-folded clothes. If your superpower is words, revel in the ability to put words together on a blank page that have the power to influence people for good. We are all amalgamations of contradictory emotions and abilities. We are good and bad. We succeed and fail. We feel discouraged and determined at the same time. These contradictions are what make us beautifully human. So, next time you feel like a failure, or you notice a weakness in yourself, try to figure out the flip side or strength associated with it. There are always two sides to every coin. And once you discover your strengths, let them shine. You will not only illuminate yourself, but others will be enlightened. Sharing your strengths only makes you stronger. Until next time, keep smiling. If you like what you've heard, check out my Get Yourself Unstuck program. Go to kirstencall.com. That's KirstenCall.com and schedule a free consultation today. Coaching for Creatives is produced by Kirsten Call. Music and audio engineering by James Call.